Hi, is that Paul?
You're speaking yet.
Hiya, Paul. How are you? It's James here calling from MMA Legal Solicitors. We deal with the Scottish redress claims. I believe you've been online.
Oh, yeah. You
requested a callback from us, Paul. Is that right?
Yeah.
How are you? Okay.
Not bad, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, Paul. So, I'm just going to make you aware from the actual ad itself. When you're putting a claim through, the average compensation claim is around about £45,000 return, okay?
Yeah.
It is in relation to an abuse case within the Scotland area. Now,
yeah.
I believe you was in the Children's Care Services, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What year was you in care, Paul?
1980s,
is that correct?
From,
yep.
From 82, yeah.
Okay, how old were you when you went into care?
I was born in 81.
All right, okay, so very early stage, okay.
Yeah.
What I need to do, Paul, I need to go for a claim report with you, then I need to get a statement and then get an email sent out to you and then get a form of ID and pass it on to the solicitors. And the solicitor will be in contact with you and they'll let you know exactly how much you're entitled to, okay. Now,
yeah.
It can be from £45,000 compensation up to £100,000, okay? The success rate of our cases are at 100%. So, in
yeah.
regards to getting paid out, as long as you've been within the childcare system and you've had a form of abuse, may that be mental, physical, or sexual, then you will
yeah.
be, you'll qualify for a payment, okay? So, Paul, I'm just going to go for a report with you now, just while I've got you, okay? You just confirmed to me, Paul, you said
yeah.
you was one when you went into care, is that right?
Yeah, I think I was about 18 months old.
Around about 18 months old, okay.
Yeah.
I've got an email address as ashleyyounggg867@gmail.com,
no.
is that correct?
No, that's not.
Is that incorrect, is it?
No, yeah, it's
pablo.28@hotmail.co.uk hotmail.co.uk Right, brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pop that onto your report. Give me a second because we've got a different email on there. All right. I apologise. It is. It's Paul Townsend speaking to
yeah.
you. It's Paul.
Yeah.
Look, I do apologise. It was underneath. It was a case that was underneath. Apologies.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
No problem.
Ashley, bear with me just one moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Confirm your date of birth for me, please, bud.
It's 23rd of the 6th, 1981.
23rd of the 6th, 1981. Okay, and what's your current postcode, Paul?
It's EH17.
Yep.
7 Romeo Bravo.
Okay, that's fine. And we've got Morden Vale Green, which number?
Yeah, number 3.
Number 3. Where did you come across our solicitor advert? Was it online?
Online, but one of my friends told about it a while back, but I've never had the courage to phone up,
no problem at all. Okay, I will make you aware as well, Paul, all right. Give me just one second. I'm just confirming your number, 5038, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, give me just one moment. We'll make you aware, the calls are confidential. If you do need to make a break, if you do need to take a break at any time, you can do.
Yeah.
And obviously, calls can be distressing, or they can be obviously depending on your circumstances. Okay. So,
yeah.
What I'm going to do, have you ever been known by any other names, Paul, at all?
No.
It's always been Paul Townsley, yeah?
Yeah, do you want my full name?
Yeah, please, Paul, yeah.
It's Paul Moses Blythe Townsley.
How are you spelling your two middle names?
It's M-O-S-E.
Mm-hmm.
B-L-Y-T-H.
Okay. Okay, just confirm your age for me, please, Paul.
It's 43, I am. 43 or 44? 44.
What, you're 1982 on your 44, yeah.
Aye.
Okay. Your parents' names, I need to put your parents' names on there. Do you know your parents' names?
Yes, it's Rachel Smith.
Yep.
And Robert Townsley.
And Robert Townsley.
Yeah. My father's deceased, my mother's alive.
Okay. I'll place that onto your report. Do you know your date of birth to your parents at all?
Bah, I haven't got a clue.
No, oh, honestly, don't worry about it. That's fine. We can get records of that. Don't worry about that. Okay. Childhood addresses prior going into care, I mean, that will not apply to you. With you being, was you around about 18 months old? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that will not apply to you. All right. Do you have any siblings at all, Paul?
Yeah, I've got a brother.
What's his name?
Robert Townsley. But I've never spoken to him in about 10, 15 years.
Okay. So you have no contact, no?
No. But he was in the care system with me at the same time.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we went together.
Okay. Do you know the authority that you was cared under? Was it Edinburgh Council, was it?
Yeah, Edinburgh, yeah.
Edinburgh, yeah. Brilliant. Okay. And you was 18 months old when you first went in, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So, like I mentioned, in regards to the compensation, the average is around about £45,000, okay?
Yeah.
The payment will be claimed directly from the Scottish Government via our solicitors. They're fully aware that it will never heal any scars, but it may make a brighter future for you, okay?
Yeah.
Do you understand that, obviously, money's not going to take away any experience that you've had, but it may seem like it's a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to go through your care locations now, so I'm going to start with the first location. What was the name of the place you was in care at first?
I'm not quite sure. I know I went to a foster care as in that I know of as in Broxburn.
Broxburn, was that with foster carers, is that correct?
Yeah, it was like where it is. My mother and father committed a murder back in the '80s.
Okay.
And that's why me and my brother got taken into care.
Okay. Okay, let me place that on there for you. So, in regards to any care homes, how many child homes did you go into, children's homes? Or was it all just foster carers?
It was care homes and foster carers. A number of different foster carers. It was moved about quite a lot.
So was you never in an actual children's home? Was it a lot of foster carers that you'd moved from, yeah?
Children's, once I got to the age of about three or four, a relative actually took us, we moved down to Berwick-upon-Tweed.
Okay. So what was the name of that children's home, did you just say, sorry?
The children's homes was down in England.
Oh, it was down in England, was it?
Yeah. But was under social services still.
So you're still in the social services, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem at all. So when you come back to Scotland, did you go into any children's home or residential schools at all in Scotland?
No, there was down in England.
It was down in England, was it?
Well,
okay.
It was... Class is under Northumberland.
Northumberland?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, in regards to abuse that you've suffered and sustained, what sort of abuse have you managed to remember about?
I was beat up, locked in rooms.
Mm-hmm. Was this by foster carers, was it?
Yeah.
By foster carers? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know the names of your foster carers?
It's been that long ago.
It's been that long. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't remember. Okay, I'll put that onto your report. because it was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. I know that the one in Broxbunch was called Faye. That's it, but I don't know a different name. But it's all
don't
in the
worry about that. It's all in what, sorry?
The social service records.
Okay.
But I've never had the courage to... I was told when I was 18 that I was allowed to look at my file.
Yeah.
But I never wanted to read it.
Of course, I totally understand. I really do understand. So put on there, obviously, you don't remember the name of most of the foster carers, but there was one called Faye, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So from now until the claim is completed, we do have to place on your report a beneficiary name. So what this means, if you were to be awarded a substantial amount of money, if for any circumstances something terrible was to happen to you, the money would go directly to them. Do you have anybody as a beneficiary that we can place into your report?
My partner.
Your partner? Okay.
Yeah.
Your partner aware of all the circumstances that you're going to tell me?
She's helped me. Help me get
through it. Okay. Yeah. What's your partner's name?
It's DL. It's DIELLE.
Yep. Surname?
Whitson. WHITSON.
Whitson. Okay.
Yeah.
What's her date of birth there, bud?
10/10/84.
10/10/84.
Yeah.
Have you got a contact number for your partner, Miss Wilson? Whitson, sorry.
I just need to go on my phone.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time.
I'm just listening to see if so.
Honestly, take your time.
Her number is 07 934 922 466.
Okay, brilliant stuff. And she can confirm, obviously, you've coincided with her in regards to what you've been through as a child, yes?
Yeah, because when I was in the Northumberland care system, I was sexually abused.
Okay, I'll take note of that in a moment. I'll take a note of that for you in a moment. Okay, Paul. So what I'm now going to do, I'm going to go through a statement with you. It'll take around about 5 minutes to complete. I'm just going to get basically a day-to-day process of your life in regards to the abuse that you suffered. As I have mentioned to you, in regards to the compensation you will receive, the average payout is around about £45,000. It can go up to £100,000. Okay. Okay, no problem at all. So statement-wise from yourself, Paul, day-to-day, how did it start off with the foster parents in regards to the abuse?
Just they kept saying I was a really, so I would be hit or I would be locked away in rooms.
Okay, so you were physically hit from foster parents, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I was bedwetting, so I used to get punished for that.
Okay, bear with me a moment. Just popping this on your report. You were punished for that. Did you say you were locked in rooms? Is that correct?
Yeah. Sometimes they wouldn't feed me.
Okay, so you wouldn't get fed once you was obviously been locked in the room, so you were starved, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else in regards to the foster parents there?
We'll say that again.
So anything else in regards to any other... abuse that you sustained from the foster parents?
There was an accident when I was in the care home at Broxbourne. They said I'd fell down the stairs, but the social workers decided to remove me from that care, and that's when I went down to Berwick-on-Tweed.
Right.
To a relative.
Mm-hmm.
And she foster cared us till I was the age of 12.
Yeah.
And because of my emotional behaviour, they thought it would be a good idea to adopt me, to make us feel safe. But things were happening in the past, it just a spiral into criminal activity and like petty crimes.
Of course, I understand.
Yeah, and I've got ADHD and I've suffered from mental health from my childhood.
Okay, so you're suffering still to this day from ADHD?
Yeah, I've got PTSD.
Anxiety and PTSD.
Yeah. I don't deal with situations normally.
Okay, so it's had a massive effect on your adulthood in regards to your mental health as well, yeah?
Till I got with my partner.
Okay. Throughout your adulthood as well. Okay. Now, give me just one moment. He did mention in regards to sexual abuse. When was that?
I went in. I was really at school, and there was no other schools that would accept me, so I had to go to a residential school.
A residential school, yes.
Where I had to live there all week.
Okay.
And if I was good, you'd be allowed home at the weekend. If you were bad, you had to stay there.
Okay, bear me a second. Okay, continue.
And one of the members of staff tried to sexually abuse me.
Okay, do you remember the name of the member of staff?
Tom, but I don't know his second name, but I did report to Northumbria Police the beginning of this, last year.
Okay.
And the victim support people, they got back in touch with me, says, we've got the records, he was at that establishment, but they're not called the Freedom of Information Act. They wouldn't tell the police any information unless I knew his second name, but I've tried going through my mind, and I can't
remember. You don't want to try and remember anything like that, do you?
I can't remember his second name.
Tom. Okay. What I need to do as well in regards to the sexual abuse side of things, because it's obviously a disturbing effect, doesn't it? So how did he manage to do that? Did he keep you behind? Did he take you away from other children? Did he put you in a room? What was the...
He used to come into the room at night time when everybody was sleeping.
Oh, at night time. Okay. Room at night time. Okay.
And the end result of that, I didn't tell anybody what was going on. I just kept running away from that school. I kept escaping. And it wasn't until later on that I found the courage to tell people.
Okay, I'm just taking note. If you do go quiet, Paul, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating the report.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not being ignorant. I'm just taking note of everything you're telling me.
Then it spiraled
into... Would you witness Tom doing that with other children as well, or was it just you?
Well, I don't know if it was other people. It was only me who was in my way.
What would he try and do? Would he come into the room and try and get in your bed? Or...
Yeah, that's what he tried to do.
And it made you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah. Very. And it would lash out at him.
It won't be a moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Big statement there. Okay. Paul, so was there any other sort of abuse that you sustained, or was it just obviously having a massive effect on your adulthood going through all that?
Yeah. I just spiraled in and I started committing crime and going to prison and...
Resulted you in committing crime?
Yeah, but it's no excuse for it, but I know in my head why I was doing it, you know what I mean? But no one else knew why I was going out of control.
Okay.
But I've been out of trouble for a number of years now, so
That's good. So you're on the straight and narrow now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's obviously, that statement is quite enough for me to work with there. Okay. Like I said to you, it's not to cover up any scars for compensation. It's to try and give you a bit of a brighter future and obviously see a bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had any convictions, serious convictions over 5 years at all?
No.
No. Okay, that's fine.
Pay death claim.
Yeah. You've not made a claim with any other solicitors, no?
No.
No, okay. Right, Paul, what I'm now going to do, I'm going to get an email sent to you while we're on the phone. Statement's completed, so all I now need to do is send you an email. It's a quick signed document stating that you're happy to proceed with the legal team to contact you. And then also, we'll get some ID from you, and that's everything completed. Then solicitors will be in contact with you, okay? What yeah. they do, they recover the money from the Scottish Government, and then they get it processed to yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, say that again?
Is it a long process?
No, around about 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah, yeah, around about that time, okay. Yeah. Bear with me just one more. I'm just going to get this email sent out to you now, okay?
Yeah. I'll get my part of it, because like I say, I'm dyslexic, so...
Yeah, don't worry about it, yeah. It can help you, or your partner can help you, it's not a problem at all. Just one moment. Okay, Paul, so there will be an email that's going straight through to your inbox now. It's a client redress pack, okay? Basically, yeah. just a breakdown to state that you give authorization with the legal team to contact you. And a solicitor to act on your behalf, okay? They'll go through everything. Once you've done this statement thing now, everything's fully completed. You won't need to go through it all again, okay? You just confirmed that you've received that email from me from MMA Legal. Thank you, Paul.
Try to go through my phone. Emails. No, nothing yet.
Still nothing through?
No. Pablo.28@hotmail.co.uk.
Yes, Pablo.28@hotmail.co.uk. It may come through to your inbox. It says it's been sent through on our side. How about, have you got a junk folder there at all? It might be in your junk or spam folder. It will be from MMA Legal.
I'll look in that. Junk wheel. Yes. You're checking, so.
Yeah, take your time, Paul. Take your time, honestly, there's no rush.
Can you check my junk wheel, please, Dale? Don't know.
Spam, maybe.
Spam. Legal.
Shit, that's because
have you managed to find that, Paul?
No, at the minute.
No. Have you managed to get it yet?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Proceed
to document. Yeah, so it should say proceed to document, and it's just a click sign document. So you just click on there, and it'll generate a signature for you. Like I said, it's just to give authorization that you're happy to make the claim. Yeah. Okay. It's pretty straightforward. If you get stuck, just let me know.
Proceed to document.
Yep, that's the one, Paul. Yep.
Yeah.
just scroll down to the bottom.
Yep, so once you have clicked on your, where it says sign here, there should be three boxes. Can you see them at all, where you've
pressed them? Yeah, a yellow line, yeah.
Yep, so the yellow one, it should say on there,
signature,
you the client.
Yeah.
Can you see them? You click on that and it should come up with a signature for you.
Click here to start signing. Okay. It says signed for solicitor.
Yep, correct.
Press that.
Oh, no, not for the solicitor one, no. So that's the solicitor that will do that. You just need to do where it says sign you the client.
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, so if you scroll down, there should be a couple more where it says you the client.
Signed by the solicitor, no.
I think there's two on page 10.
Yeah, it's not like...
No. And then there should be another one on page 13.
No, it's not letting me do it.
Is it not? Not if you click on it, what's happening?
I'm just clicking on the yellow line. And nothing's...
Right. Okay. What
I think one of them...
Go on.
The confidential fee agreement. I've signed that one.
Yes. I'll have a quick look on here. I can have a look where you're up to on here.
Done that one.
Yep, you've done that one.
Yeah, I'll keep going down, see if there's anything else. My phone's slow.
Yeah, so if you scroll down, there should be another one on page number 9. And then there's another two on page number 10. And that should be completed.
There's one under. There's one there. Just two that I've signed.
Normally, once you've signed one, it does them all for you, so I don't know why it's doing that, yeah.
That's three that I've signed.
It's saying you've signed?
Yeah. Three of them, yeah.
If you just keep scrolling down just to make sure there's none other ones.
Yeah.
Come up with finish.
Signed.
Once you've done them all, it should come up with a finish button for you. And it should say complete document. Is your partner there to help you at all, or do you need any help?
I've scrolled down, but it doesn't say finish.
I think you may have missed one field then, so you may have missed one signature on there.
Thank you. There's like yellow lines on it, but it's not letting me.
Is it not letting you click on it? Are you trying to do it on your phone, Paul? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, have you got an iPhone or a Samsung?
An Android phone.
An Android phone. Okay. Should be pretty straightforward on that. Normally a banner that comes up that says sign all.
I'll go right to the top.
Which one is it? Yeah, go on. Go right to the top. Let me know when you're right to the top and we'll talk you through it. It should be pretty straightforward.
Finish.
There you go.
You have signed this document.
There we go. Yeah, I can see it on our end. It's completed. Brilliant stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, the last thing now. I've sent you, administrations have sent you a message via WhatsApp. If you go onto your WhatsApp, you'll need to take, we'll need a form of picture ID and also a proof of address. Do you have like a bus pass or a driving license at all?
Yeah, I've got a driving license, but I need to find it, man. I've got a passport.
Yeah, passport's fine. And then any letter from your address within the last 3 months.
I don't get letters.
So if you go into your WhatsApp, you'll see the picture, WhatsApp. Your message has come through. Yeah.
Tuesday, passport. That's my passport sent to you.
Yep, no problem. I can see that's come through.
Yeah.
Any letter it can be, Paul. Literally any letter that's come through the post in your name. Doesn't have to be a bill or anything like that. Literally any letter.
Well, I've got one here. Okay,
yeah, sure, no problem.
Have that now.
Yeah, I've received that. So Paul, what you need to do, you need to take the letter out of it. It needs to be like a full, at least be like a full page of the letter, right. Not just the address. Is that all right? Sorry about that. Cheers, bud.
It's a dead letter.
Yeah, don't worry. This is it. It's finished now. I can get the file sent over to solicitors. Right.
Phone.
So it has to be the full page.
Share WhatsApp. You got that?
Brilliant, Paul. Yeah, I can see that. That's perfect. Okay. So that's everything completed, Paul. Once again, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number. I'm going to get your case now packaged up and fired over to the legal team, and they'll be in contact with you very shortly and discuss, obviously, what's going to happen regarding your claim, okay?
Right.
Like I said, it's not there to cover up any scars, but hopefully give you a brighter future. We had a gentleman a few weeks ago receive £98,000 from a claim. So hopefully it's going to make his future a little bit better. He's not there to cover up any scars. All right, Paul?
Thanks very much, James.
Cheers, bud. Look after yourself, Paul. Take care, bud. Bye-bye.